The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
When children don't behave, we take away the things they like to teach.
Oh boy,
them
here we go.
From right.
That is the golden voice of Robert Goulet.
And
because we give you things on this show that you can't get anywhere else.
Difference. He's gonna take away a Christmas.
It's Christmas time. That means Bob Goulet all the time. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give Bob Goulet the world. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, it's look at this already, 6:06 on November 29th. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer, with Frank and Debbie and Al and myself. And thanks so much. Your mom's birthday yesterday. I don't try to get too personal. I really, you know, you and I talk about my life, and my life is open, you know, it's an open book for crying out loud, but for better or for worse. But I don't like to sometimes talk about birthdays or what, or it's too, but mom, when she gave me the okay to say, oh, yes, you could say it's my birthday. And then I put her on the air. It was so cute. So thank you for the nice wishes and happy birthday, Mom. It was just the right. So it just was so warm and wonderful. We all went over to the house, and God bless her. And I have to ask permission if I could tell you how old she is. It's so funny. She doesn't want to know. No, just to say, you know, I'm old. God willing, I live that long. I'd put it on a sign. I'd put a sign on me. Am I right? You know, but anyway, happy birthday, Mom. And thank you. Thank you for the nice, wonderful wishes. I love you and appreciate so much you being part of the family, because that's indeed exactly what you are. You know, we got a lot to get into today. We have a great show. I have another crazy day I'll tell you about. And I know you go through the same thing I do, so that's why I love you. That's why I love you being here. Dr. Keith Ablo is on the show. Alan Tunnelson is on the show today, founder of Reality Check, covering economics, these GM layoffs, the economy, and the meeting with China, what's going to go on between President Xi and President Trump. Judge Andrew Napolitano, one of my favorite people in the world. I love Andrew because we went to elementary school together. I tell you that, Brookdale Elementary School in Bloomfield, New Jersey, baby. Andrew Napolitano and myself. And he's just like, to me, the brightest mind on TV. And so he will be kind enough to join us. Ken Lovett is with us, Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News. Donald Trump met with Andrew Cuomo about the Gateway Project. Rumor has it they're going to rename the Gateway Project the Mario Cuomo Project. So we'll get to it. I'm kidding. And then, you know, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who you saw in a great interview with Tucker Carlson just the night before last. He's a New York Times bestselling author, conservative columnist, someone who has been subpoenaed by the Mueller Special Counsel investigation. Now, he wants to go after Mueller. He may bring a lawsuit after Mueller. And you could see in the Fox News stories this morning, it mentions... Mr. Corsi, and I'm finding it here, and Jerome Corsi is going to be with us live on the air. Jerome Corsi will be with us live on the air. Special counsel reading from Fox News. Special counsel Robert Mueller's hardball tactics with investigation targets. Donald Trump supporters and witnesses are fueling concerns about his probe at a critical time, some critics say. Meanwhile, conservative author, this is from Fox News today, Jerome Corsi has instructed his lawyers to file a complaint against Mueller's special counsel and the Justice Department. Dr. Jerome Corsi live with us. Frankie got to Dr. Corsi, and we said we'd love to have you on the show. Hey, what the heck is going on with this Mueller situation? You and I know what it is. And now Dr. Corsi is fighting back. He's on the air 9 o'clock on Radio Piscopo. We don't want you to miss that, all right? And also, there's something that is so vital. You know, my father taught me how to respect and love and appreciate the United States military, people that are the men and women that are, that step up for this country. You know, I would tell you, I would sit with Pop, and he would tell me about the Second World War that he fought in. And he would talk about it in such objective terms and how it was his duty to go in and how he didn't want to be drafted, that he wanted to take his bar exam. Can I at least become a lawyer first? The Army said, no, you have to come with us. And even though he was a lawyer, he worked at a gas station. So the Army, in its infinite wisdom, had him, you know, it put him in the mechanics part of the United States Army Air Corps, you know. And he went on to become a captain. They finally did put him in. They made him a prosecutor. My father was a defense attorney, you know, defending some soldiers that would like steal beer and stuff like that. But he always got the guys off, so they made him a prosecutor in the Army, my pop. But he told me the greatness of the United States military. I am in awe of the military. And every time I see somebody with a uniform, whether it's National Guard or the Coast Guard or any of the branches, I say, thanks for your service. Thanks for your service. So when we lose, you know, members of the military, It really is part of our family. So now the Pentagon released last night. This was released last night, you know, about 6 o'clock. They released the identities of those three United States soldiers killed by an explosive device that was on Tuesday in Afghanistan. Their Army Captain Andrew Patrick Ross of Lexington, Virginia. Army Sergeant Eric Michael Emmond of Brush Prairie, Washington. And Air Force Staff Sergeant Dylan J. Elkin of Hookstown, Pennsylvania. And the Taliban has taken credit for this, take credit for the attack. You know, these losers, these cockroaches, these little parasitic, you know, the amoebas that think like, I don't even, they don't know nothing but war. That's all they want. Now, the Taliban took credit for the attack that also injured three other service members and a contractor. 13 Americans have died in Afghanistan this year, 12 of them in combat. And I'm going to go to Frankie in a little while, and we're going to talk because Frankie says, what are we doing there? Why are we in Afghanistan? Should we be there? And my argument is, if you're not there, they're here. And that's what I'm thinking. But I think the president wants to be out of Afghanistan, and you hear this, but I think all the military experts say, no, you got to stay there. And in my mind, when you work on a domestic front, you have to listen to law enforcement. You have to take your cue from the police chiefs and law enforcement officials, the FBI, whoever's running Homeland Security, because they know, you know, like you talk about concealed weapons. Well, everybody should have concealed weapons, shouldn't they? Sure. You should have concealed weapon. I agree with that. You want to get the license. You want to go through all the rules and regulations. You want to carry a concealed weapon. You don't have any mental illness. Carry a concealed weapon. But then you got to talk to the police, and you got digging. That makes it their job so much harder when that happens. So you got to defer to law enforcement domestically. Internationally, you got to defer to the United States military. So I appreciate our president listening to the United States military about Afghanistan, but I'd love to hear what you have to say about it, because Frankie is steadfast on it. It's been going on forever. Where are we with the whole thing? And then I'm of that school, you know, and God forgive me, if somebody does something to the military, you know, it should just be a sandbox, you know, blow it off the earth. God forgive me. When they drag those Marines in Mogadishu, under the Clinton administration, and Bill Clinton walked away from that. Remember, the United States Marines dragged through the streets of Mogadishu? Are you kidding me? So help me, God. God forgive me. I'm such a God-fearing, church-going Christian. I always believe I am. But, man, if that happened, I would not have been measured enough. As president, I would have flattened the whole city. All right, I would have dropped leaflets and then nuked the whole place. God forgive me. Dragging Marines through the streets. It's time. Consequences. That's what we're, maybe a mother of all bombs is in order here, you know, in Afghanistan again. And God forgive me, really, I want peace. But when they start messing with us, and all we're trying to do, we're not trying to take land. We're not trying to take, as you will hear from the goofy wackos online, minerals from Afghanistan or poppy seeds to embolden the drug. There's none of that going on. If we don't go there, they come here. But how do you shut that down so we don't have to indeed stay there? There's another story here that you didn't hear about. You just peripherally heard about it. Is that the healthcare industry is going under a big transition. And you know, Obamacare was an absolute failure. It just didn't work, and we understand that. Now, the Republicans had it in their hands to change it, to somehow change it. And John McCain, rest his wonderful soul, you know, shut down changing and getting rid of Obamacare. But they never came up with an answer. Remember I always said that? You know, repeal and replace Obamacare. Everybody cheered. And what are you going to replace it with? What's the replace? To this day, there's not been a replacement. Now, you know who's replacing it? Amazon. CVS. Could someone help me out here? Am I right or wrong? You look at this. Just like now you have CVS Health and Aetna closed a $70 billion merger nearly a year after agreeing to merge in a bid to reinvent healthcare. Oh, that sounds dangerous. Reinvent healthcare for Americans. CVS Health and Aetna sealed the deal on Wednesday, bringing together one of the nation's largest pharmacy chains and one of the largest health insurers. Gee, I wonder why they did that. You and me, the minions, man. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be, this does not bode well in my mind. I hope to God I am wrong. And then this, then another story. You're like, you can't make this up. Amazon will sell software that mines medical records to improve healthcare. What just happened? With the healthcare industry worth around $3 billion, and I would think more, it's not surprising to see more tech companies move into this area. One of these is Amazon, which is planning to sell software that will allow healthcare providers to mine patients' medical records for information that can improve treatments and reduce costs. Boy, does that not make sense. Now they're going to find out what's wrong. Oh, wait, you had cancer. You had cancer there. I'm not going to give you a loan. You're going to die. I mean, this is exactly what this is. Don't tell me it's for... Can someone please step up? You know, the Republicans had it for 2 years. This is why I don't trust either side anymore. The Republicans had it, and the president led the way. And the president was stellar. I got to tell you something. They don't want to give Donald Trump give him credit. He's the guy that stepped up. He's the guy that went and campaigned for the Republicans. And in New York, we knew Donald Trump was more understanding of both sides. He would give money to both sides of the aisle, you know? And he had Democratic friends. He was very close with Chuck Schumer, very close with Andrew Cuomo. We knew that. And now that you can have a president with that side of the box, he did the right thing. He said, look, the Republicans put me in. I'm going to be true to you. But they didn't listen to the president. Not in any fashion. Now they're trying. Why didn't I don't understand the Republicans pass health care? Why didn't they and immigration reform? And don't forget the president. That when remember he was going to say, I'm going to give amnesty to like a 1.2 or something, a million, you know, dreamers or something. That was huge that the president of the United States did that. No one mentions it now. And Schumer ran for the hills on that one. Don't forget. The president has put out olive branch after olive branch after olive branch to both the Democrats and the Republicans, and they snub their nose at this president. And maybe they should just say, okay, enough with the Trump derangement syndrome. The guy's kind of smart. Let's sit down and listen to what the president has to say. And believe me, I got no skin politically in the game. I don't get invited to the White House. And another thing I wanted to stick up for, I'm just rambling this morning, I'm sorry, is Melania's Christmas. You go for it, Melania. You absolutely go for it. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Do you hear me? Put the trees up. Put the lights up. Celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Bring it home. Take it home. In your face. Oh, I'm done. I'm done. Oh, she has too many Christmas lights. There's Christmas trees. Not enough Christmas trees, Madam First Lady. Put up all you want. We back you 1,000%. You know, how do you criticize the First Lady? They're Christians. They're in the White House. So, and they're making it hospitable to everybody to come into the White House. Then you put up the Christmas trees. Don't get me started, because they had all other religions in the White House under Barack Obama. Now you got some Christians in the White House. And you know what? We're going to celebrate Christmas. Hashtag this. Deal with it. Piscopo in the morning. We're fired up. It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Wait. Where's that sound? Al's going to make me laugh now. I'm fired up, and I'm going to give a grunt right here. You got that, Albert? Yeah, there he goes. Is that the real sound? Is that the real sound? This was an Al of Fright. Good morning. That was, out of all my years on radio, the weirdest moment I ever had on the radio. We did an interview, and I don't even want to get up. It was for a good cause, everything. I said to the guy, big buildup. How are you, sir? The guy that we were interviewing, how are you? It's great to have you here. Thank you for your service. And he said, what was that? Was he mentally okay, that guy?
Yeah, he was. He was just, you know, clearing his throat.
So
Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Oh, that's another thing. Listen, 19 after 6, when we come back, Al,
Sorry. That's the last time I'll play.
No, you're not sorry.
No,
I'm not sorry at all.
Really not.
Because all you're trying to do is tease me.
Yes.
So I'm going to fall over the microphone laughing again. Look at you. So Al, you listen to other radio shows. Al's the one who breaks that what was going on in New Jersey.
Yeah.
They said there's a snowstorm coming. There were
apparently
signs on the roadways.
I don't know what. That invisible snow will get you every time. I mean, really. So they had announcements everywhere yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Winter storm, be prepared. They had trucks out yesterday when I was driving to work, brining the roads, the parkways, the turnpike, all this other stuff. So Governor Ding Dong, because that's what I'm calling him now, because he's a moron.
I'm serious.
Joe, he is wasting money in the state budget.
Yeah.
For what? We're going to be out of snow removal money in December.
Listen, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
No.
Whether you like it or not, the roads are brined.
No personal attacks, but the fact of the matter is, and this is the point, as we go to Debbie, when you put progressive socialists in, they don't know how to run businesses.
No, $15 an hour, let's get it in there, let's legalize marijuana. How are we paying for all of it? But you know what, DOT, get out there and brine the roads. It's going to be windy today.
Come in illegally, we'll pay for your college.
Let's give them a driver's license. Yep. Do it all. Great.
Yeah, I know, but this is what happens when they get elected in New York, New Jersey, and California. You and I go, wow, what is happening to our states? It's just going away, but no personal attacks. Right, Deb? We'll be nice.
Nice. I don't have to.
I saw the sign like Al saw, like winter storm warning. I'm like, what? I saw it as I was driving. I'm like, it's going to snow? I said, I didn't see that in any of the forecasts that I read. I was laughing. I'm like, what are they doing?
By the way, everybody's got a weather app on their phone. Apparently, Governor Murphy is still using a flip phone that doesn't have one.
Coming at you.
Hi, everybody. We got snow in the forecast. That's great.
Dummy.
Well, maybe the governor could do us some weather updates and fill in for Joe Lombard.
Oh, he's welcome to join us on the air. Lord knows.
That would be hysterical. Coming at you.
Oh, please.
Hi, Joe.
Wait, guys. Don't tell Jerry Crowley because I'll have a weekend show before long. You know, the governor of a weekend show. Hey. This is Governor Murphy coming at you. The answer.
Al could do the intro. Coming at you.
Hey, we're coming at you, everybody. I'm going to tell you about the brining and how we brine the roads.
Oh, no mercy. Remind me not to run for office, Debbie. Otherwise, these guys will kill me. Oh, my gosh.
I would be afraid to run.
Debbie Duhame, the great, the one, the only, on the roads for you this morning. Good morning, Debbie, on this Thursday. How we doing out there?
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Alan. Everybody, let's see what's happening here on the New England Thruway northbound. They're wrapping up construction up by 18B, getting up toward Mamaroneck. Already seeing delays on the southbound thruway, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. The inbound side of the GWV, about 30 to the upper lower level, about 20 with a stalled vehicle just being cleared. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland about 20 because of some earlier problems over at the Holland Tunnel. Sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 47 degrees. Clouds tomorrow with a high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. 6:23 right now, and telling you about Quip. I love the name Quip. It's fun to say Quip. The Quip toothbrush, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. It's state of the art. It is beautiful. It has that quiet little buzz, and it's got these sensitive sonic vibrations. The Quip toothbrush, gentle enough on your sensitive gums, with a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. I'm a gadget kind of geek. I like that. I like to get the new iPhone. I like to get the new electronic, whatever. What is happening? I have on in my house. I decorate my house with As Seen on TV. I got those lights. You know, I love gadget. This is not only fun to use, the Quip toothbrush. It works miraculously. Usually the electric toothbrush is like that clunky thing, right? And I got one of those laying around. I look at it now. It looks so old-fashioned. You've got to check out the Quip toothbrush. It's the gift that keeps refreshing with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. And you can even pre-gift and prepay the, you can even gift the prepaid refills. You can gift the prepaid refills for a year to make sure they're never, you're, you know, whoever you're giving the gift to, they're never using old, worn-out bristles, you know. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price, $25. Listen to Joey. This, you got to go to Quip.com. I'm going to tell you how to get there. If you go to getquip.com/Piscopo, if you go there right now, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Piscopo.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 6:25 on AM 970. The Answer. Did you get your Crown maple syrup yet? I'd like to, as we tell you about Crown, please consider this, crownmaple.com. You're going to be knocked out by this website. And me, I'm a maple syrup aficionado. I for years, I told you when I, for, after I had, long story short, but I, you know, I got diagnosed with that thyroid cancer and they said, you got to eat right. So I started eating right, started working out. And I told you about my trainer who said, you got to eat French toast with maple syrup. We'll get you through the day. Maple syrup is a slow burning carbohydrate that continues, gives you a sustained energy. Then I find Crown maple syrup courtesy of Margot Katsimatidis. You know, John's beautiful wife. She, I keep getting this maple. Frankie gave the heads up, man, a Crown maple. I said, what is this? I thought, you have to see the bottle. This is the ultimate gift. By the way, a corporate gift, you send Crown maple syrup this holiday season. It's the best maple syrup on the planet. Crown maple is certified organic. It's kosher. It's vegan, pure from nature, no preservatives, gluten-free. It has antioxidant benefits, a low GI, and it's healthy sugar. It's a healthy sugar for oatmeal, seafood, meats, coffee, tea. You could put Crown maple syrup on everything. Also, for like Frankie does, you could, it's a premium syrup for superior cocktail mixology. Oh, yeah. Crown maple syrups are available at Whole Foods, King's, Zabar's, Dean & DeLuca, Chitterella, Garden of Eden, Eataly, or on the Crown Maple website, again, crownmaple.com. Now, you get 15% off your corporate gifts when you use the promo code PISCOPO15. That's crownmaple.com, promo code PISCOPO15.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Here comes Santa Claus. Look at him.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen. All I hear is a reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children sing. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie on AM 970. The Answer. It is 6:28. Frankie Five Boroughs, how you doing this morning, boy?
Oh, doing
good,
great,
my son.
Joe, absolutely.
My son, my young friend, Frankie Five Boroughs Morano, ladies and gentlemen. A lot to get into. It's a lot to get into. You know what? I see a couple calls. May I, gentlemen, grab the calls before we move on? Because, you know, it's so early. We're going to news, and we got a lot of guests coming up. Dr. Keith Ablo is going to join us momentarily. Can I go to Jim, guys? Can I go to Jim real quick? Kind enough to call this early in the morning. Jim, good morning. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Joe.
You know, polls say 70% of Mexicans want the Mexican government to completely shut their southern border to illegal immigrants. No asylum and no holding for processing. Mm-hmm. And a similar number of Mexicans consider the caravans to be an invasion. And Brazil, Ecuador, and Peru want to shut their borders against Venezuelan immigrants, legal or not. So basically what you're saying is Mexico, Peru, Ecuador, and Brazil don't want Hispanic immigrants in their countries. It's okay for them. It's not okay for us.
Yeah, Jim, you're right. You're right on the money. And also, I don't want to hear about the tear gas thing. Did you see the tear gas? And I saw vile tweets going after President Trump. Vile tweets. Oh, how could you use tear gas? And then we find out Barack Obama used it like hundreds of times, the tear gas. You never saw a story. You never saw word one. And then if you track down, like I do, because it's not easy, because when you prepare for the morning show, you have to read everything because you want to get all sides. You want to be objective. I don't want to be like, I don't want to lecture you and say, here's how you should think. And, oh, can you believe that? We just like to bring it all out front. But as you look down and you see Dianne Feinstein and you see Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Hillary, they were saying exactly what President Trump is saying now. But and this is what I'd love to hear you. This is what I don't have an answer to. Why doesn't anybody? You see it and I see it. You go online, you could see it. I saw there's a meme going around now, Dianne Feinstein talking about how don't let any illegals in. Just like that. Just as harsh as I just said that. Just like that. It's Feinstein said it. Barack Obama said the same thing. And Bill Clinton said the exact same thing. And Hillary touched on it as well. Now she's talking about Europe, but she touched on domestically as well. Why can't – you know what? If I was – maybe the White House should do that. They should say, here, before anybody criticizes me, let's listen to what my colleagues have said in the past. Boom! And then show you know, clip after clip of everybody else saying the exact same thing that President Trump is. The difference is President Trump has the courage to act on a lot of these things, and everybody else was too weak to do it. But I don't understand it. Let me go to Andrew before – we go to news. Andrew, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
All right, got to be ready.
That's right. Ready. You got the Cthulhu Meister. He's ready to rock. He's going to Cthulhu. You got to be quick. Hey, Frankie, so we got a lot to talk about. And the soldiers killed in Afghanistan. And I know what goes through your mind. It's like, why are we still there? Three soldiers killed. This Taliban, we can't shut them down. I don't know why we can't shut them down. You know that President Trump wants to be out of there, but the military experts say to stay there. I say, Frankie Five Burrows, I say, if we're not there, then they are here. But you just say, get the heck out. That's what you've been saying all along, yes?
Well, the first part of what you say is absolutely right, which is that Donald Trump knows better than this. He said so publicly, not only when he was a candidate, but long before that. Then, you know, this Woodward book comes out, and he has it very well sourced, and he writes in an August 2017 meeting on Afghanistan, Trump told his generals that the war had been a disaster. He chided them for wanting to add even more troops, something I don't believe in. That's a quote. Then Woodward claims that Trump told top brass, quote, I was against this from the beginning. He folded his arms. I want to get out. And you're telling me the answer is to get deeper in, close quote. Right. So now under pressure from General Mattis, from Lindsey Graham and other people in the defense industrial complex and the military establishment, Trump eventually gave in. Everything that we've seen since then, since that August 2017 meeting, has shown that Trump would have done the country a favor by resisting the pressure from the military establishment and sticking with his instincts. Now, as you pointed out, Joe, we've at best been able to battle the Taliban to a stalemate. Violence keeps up there at a record pace. Civilian casualties continue to set all-time highs. This is the longest war in American history. Now, are there terrorists in Afghanistan? Absolutely. There's also terrorists in Libya, in Pakistan, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Iran. They're all over the Middle East. The Middle East is a hotbed of Islamic terrorism. That doesn't mean we should be having ground troops in every one of those countries. If you listen to Colonel Daniel Davis, who we've had on the show, who retired after serving 21 years in the Army, including four combat deployments, two of which were in Afghanistan, he said that from his trip there in 2001, as compared to his trip there in 2006, the American presence there did nothing to reduce the spread of terrorism. We have two choices in Afghanistan. One is we can either commit the number of troops necessary to actually try to win this war, which I don't think the American people have the stomach for, because then the days of 2,000 dead troops a year are going to be back, or we can get out. This endless sucking of American treasure and lives has to end. Yeah. Every one of these American servicemen that dies in Afghanistan, it is a real tragedy. It is doing nothing to keep us safer in America. Nothing.
Well, give us a call. Frankie has felt that way for many, many years. So I wanted to go to Frankie.
And so has the president. And the president was right. Yeah. And the president should stick with his instincts.
All right. I always think, what happens if indeed, if you do pull out and just go away, does that problem come here? Or how do you do it in a fashion that is respectable to the United States and to the United States military, as opposed to just running out? And I don't mean to sound like a hawk here, but those are just questions that I put respectfully before you. 877-970-2999. Dr. Keith Abloh is going to join us. We're going to talk about depression around the holidays. You know, people get depressed. We're all kind of happy. We get riled up, but, you know, we want to reach out to those who maybe aren't feeling so well. Dr. Keith Abloh is the brightest guy. He's the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show. Al's going to be needling me all morning. Is that the real? Is that the real guy?
Yes, that's the real. That's
you took the soundbite.
Yes, I did.
the most unusual response to an interview we've ever done. As I go into my sixth year, I didn't know what to say. I was sure. I didn't know what was going on. Matter of fact, between you and I, I still don't know what's going on. You're the worst, Al. Just the worst. Yes, you are the worst.
I'm a horrible human being.
Yes, no, not a horrible human being.
You're fat, too. But, you know,
but you're jolly, and that's sometimes.
See, keeping it festive, holiday season.
6:36, Big Al Gattulo standing by.
Big Al Gattulo. Keep going.
Okay, I think that's it. Thank you for tuning in. Mike Aldick is going to take over earlier this morning, like around 6:45. It's 6:36, Joe on the radio. Big Al has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo announcing the next milestone in the redevelopment of LaGuardia Airport. He'll be at the Queens Airport later this morning. Yesterday, Cuomo had lunch with President Trump at the White House and said they discussed improvements being made at the airport that's undergoing an $8 billion overhaul. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree all lit up for the holiday season. Last night's ceremony in Midtown Manhattan featured musical performances and culminated with the 72-foot Norway spruce being lit up with 50,000 multicolored LEDs. Tight security, blustery winds couldn't keep away thousands of spectators who were required to enter security checkpoints prior. On hand for the tree lighting ceremony was the couple that donated the tree. They live just outside New York City in Orange County. And neighbors are still shaken after an explosion leveled a New Jersey home. The blast happened at a house on Grum Road in Sussex County on Tuesday night. People miles away heard and felt the blast. The home is located across the street from Wallkill Valley Regional High School, which was damaged and closed on Wednesday. Nobody was at the home when it exploded. No injuries were reported. Investigators still trying to figure out what caused the blast. In sports, 76ers scored 41 points in the first quarter, rolled to a 117-91 blowout of the Knicks in Philadelphia. Donovan Mitchell scored 29 points, led the Utah Jazz to a 101-91 win over the Nets in Brooklyn. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning. Thank you so much, Al. Let's go to 78 eastbound exit 18. Accident blocking one lane getting out toward Annandale. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly on 78 eastbound as well as you head right out toward Warren Township. It looks like an accident on the ramp as well to 287. So do prepare for delays. And it's busy through Warren Township because of some ongoing construction. Let's see what else is happening this morning as you head to the Cross Bronx westbound. Very busy out toward 3rd Avenue. Grand Central Parkway west at the Cross Island collision. And also also on the LIE West of the Cross Island. An accident there. More volume LIE West into Greenpoint Avenue with an accident still working getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And the northern state is busy westbound as you head right into that merge with the Grand Central. Watch out for slowdowns northbound New England Thruway up by 18B and Mamaroneck. They're wrapping up construction. Partly cloudy today with a high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exogen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, by former Trump Administration Deputy Assistant Sebastian Gorka. In Why We Fight, Gorka lays out how America needs a clear, unifying doctrine if we're to succeed in a war on terror. And there's one eternal truth that Americans are in danger of forgetting. The most important weapon in any geopolitical conflict is the will to win. Enter to win your copy of Why We Fight at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, delicious, authentic, the Italian sauce is great. It's been the business in Michael's of Brooklyn at Avenue R and O Street in Brooklyn. I've been there since 1964. You know, it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. That's what we love telling you about, Michael's of Brooklyn. You know why? They stay there. They've stayed there since Fred's dad, and Michael's grandfather. It was a pizza place, Avenue R and O Street, in Brooklyn, New York. Now it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America, and you have the ability to go there, especially for the holidays. You've got to get to Michael's of Brooklyn. Then, if you're listening around the country, as everyone does, on AM970TheAnswer.com, and we appreciate that, all across the United States, you got to go to your supermarket, look on your shelf, you will see Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Boom! That is from Avenue R and Nostrand. The sauce is made right there from one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America, according to the Food Network. Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R, Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. You got to visit one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. If you're listening around the country, you see on your shelf where they have all those sauces, check out Michael's of Brooklyn. And you know, you're going to thank me later. I'm telling you what, you got to try it. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Barrels is here. Big Al is here. He's fired up. Debbie's here. Mr. Springsteen, Radio Piscopo, live from New York, New York.
What's up tonight? Trouble in the heart when I got a head-on collision. Smashing in my guts, man. I'm caught in a crossfire that I don't understand. But there's one thing I know for sure, girl.
Dr. Keith Ablow is the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show, spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment. Dr. Keith, you know, happy holidays, Keith, and welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be back on, Joe.
I love you, man. Every time I
happy
think of you,
holidays.
To you too, indeed. And I think of you, how we had you, we sat, we chatted, we did a radio show, and you diagnosed, and you said, Joe, you know, you're trying to impress your dad, and you're thinking about your dad a lot, so much. And every time I think of you, so now, you know what I do? People always go, Joe, what are you doing with a suit on all the time? You know what, Keith? My father always wore a suit and tie. You know, he always, remember those days? A suit
yep.
and tie. And that is the set. You were absolutely right on, as you are about everything, Dr. Abloh. I put that, and then I went a step further, Dr. Keep, I put the hat on my head that my father wore. Remember those hats? The little,
yeah,
with the little
absolutely.
Feather on the top.
You're a tribute to the man.
You know, I really am, you know. Hey, Keith, tell us about depression this time of year. Why does it get worse for folks this time of year, sir?
You know, first of all, it's a time when people celebrate. And I got to tell you, folks who are feeling really depressed, they feel like, man, that's like a spotlight on me. I'm the one who can't celebrate. It makes them aware of how low they feel. Secondly, there's not a lot of light around. A lot of people get seasonal affective disorder because they respond literally to how much light there is during the day. And that's why bright lights, you can buy them. They're not expensive. They can be very helpful to people. So I think those two things combined, they can be very, very tough on people around this time of year. And the weather, man, the weather's been tough, and that has an effect on people.
It really does. Now, Bruce Springsteen, man, there was this fascinating interview with Bruce in Esquire magazine, and he wrote about it in his book, which he talked about battling depression. Bruce Springsteen? Were you surprised to hear that?
Well, I'm not, but that's why I think, you know, it's almost like you can learn so much from the fact that Bruce Springsteen came forward. He said, look, I've had serious, really, and he's not talking about the blues. He's talking about serious, serious depression that requires, he says, more than one medicine to deal with it. And so it's very important because basically if you look at him and you say, wait, here's a guy who's performing, who people admire, they feel he's doing great at the top of his game. No, he's actually much of the time battling terrible depression. He said one of them lasted 3 years. Terrible, terrible depression. So it's a good lesson for people. It's not the people who you would say, oh, yeah, no, he hasn't worked, and he looks so depressed. No, this guy, he was battling it too. And so if you think, man, it could be the person next to me, it could be someone in my family, it's very important. He did a good service.
Yeah, well, and apparently his father suffered from the same thing. Is this something that's generally hereditary?
You know, I wouldn't say generally, but it can be. I mean, there's certainly genes that are linked to it. And don't forget, if you've got a parent or someone in your family that you grow up with who has this kind of condition, then it changes your life too. And so it's hard to extract, hey, is it the gene or is it that my mother or my sister was so down so much of the time it colored my world gray, you know?
Yeah. Wow, man. Well, and what's this brainwave depression treatment? You told us about it once before. That's your treatment. Is that something? And I'd love to know where we could go if someone's listening and feeling a little bit down, Dr. Abloh, where they can go to find this brainwave depression treatment, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's simple. I'm getting the word out because people are still going for lots of different treatments, and that's fine, right? And some of them are very serious, like, you know, ECT and others. But here's the thing. You just go to brainsway.com, you put in your zip code, it comes up with a list, brainsway.com, okay, a list of providers who have this machine. The machine is not imposing. You go in for 30-minute sessions. It uses magnetic pulses, Joe, okay, to defeat depression. Magnetic pulses delivered to the part of the brain that's underactive in depression. It coaxes it back to life. It's an incredibly wonderful treatment, and not enough people are going to get it, okay? So I'm going to get the word out as much as I can that here's a way without medicine even
to
defeat depression.
Yeah, this is, and we're talking about clinical depression, not simply being down. That's everybody feels kind of down every now and then, correct, Keith?
Everybody feels down, but listen, you know, I have people come into my office. They say, I have no self-esteem. I have no interest in anything, no interest in anything I had interest in before. I'm tearful. I'm not somebody who cries at the drop of a hat. And some people even say, I don't even want to go on. And that's clinical depression. Believe it or not, this wonderful machine by Grangeway can reverse that.
Wow.
It's an incredible thing.
Keith, we
the
see
boss
today.
Should try it.
Yeah, you know, I'm amazed at it because here's a guy in Bruce Springsteen uplifting, I mean, really tens of thousands of people every night for 3.5 hours. And I am in awe when I watch Mr. Springsteen on stage. And I mean, and politics aside, I mean, because people get upset with Bruce because he's, you know, he backs Barack Obama. But put all that aside, just the greatness of the man as an artist. And then he gets depressed. That was shocking to me. So if it happened to Bruce, it could happen to anybody, Keith Ablo.
It shows, by the way, how much more impressive his career has been because, you know, it's
a good point.
It's
good
impressive
point.
To begin, but to be battling something where you literally don't want to get out of bed and sometimes you might be so hopeless. He said in the interview, so hopeless that you say, maybe it's better if my life just ended. Not that he was suicidal, but it better if my life ended. And there he brings himself out of himself and he entertains thousands. It's a fabulous thing. And to think that same guy with those qualities could be so wrong about Trump.
Any credit?
I mean, I had to throw that in. So talented.
You're so funny. You're right.
But it just shows you, right? you can have immense talent and move thousands of people and miss the whole political moment.
There they go with that pro-Trump thing again. Oh, my God. God forbid, you know? Hey, Keith, before we let you go, we see that life expectancy is down for the first time in many years, primarily because of the opioid epidemic and the suicide crisis. Is this all part of the same issue?
It is, Joe. It is. Listen, I'm telling you, I feel like I get on my horse and I ride it so many times. We got to rebuild the mental health care system. I know how we could do it, but we got to get back to giving doctors decision-making capacity, rebuilding some of those inpatient units that everybody's, oh, it's so terrible. People go to the hospital and they stay a long time. Hey, look, sometimes that's important. And beyond that, we got to get to this opioid epidemic and start alerting people early on, hey, this is the end of the world. You touch this stuff, it's because you can't deal with pain. You got to learn how to deal with pain. Anything that anesthetizes you, that's your enemy, okay? Wow. Anytime you're ready for pain and you think...
Ah, did I lose you there, Keith? Ah. What a smart guy. I could listen to Keith forever. You know what? I'm sitting on the couch right now as we speak. And we got to go to traffic anyway, but we lost him. But that's okay. Let's give Keith, get him back. I'd like to personally just say thanks. Debbie, he's so smart.
Amazing.
He's so good. I could listen to him. You know, the way he talks and the way he kind of diagnoses things, it's so friendly. It's so down to earth. He speaks and he's funny. He's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm,
and this is the kind of guy. And every time I talk to him, I'm like in therapy. Every time I talk to Keith Ablo, you know?
He's amazing.
It really is. It's and you know, so we want you, if you're listening, you're feeling a little down, and it's getting worse than that, I would Google Dr. Keith Ablo. That's the guy right there. The official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show. Because Lord knows we all need him on this show.
We all need him now and then, right? But that machine sounds amazing for people with a clinical depression.
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
You know, and for a doctor of Dr. Keith's stature to back that, you know it works. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Deb, great to hear your beautiful voice. 651, Debbie Duhaime is on the roads checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we're going to go for a ride to the island right now. Over on the Southern State westbound, it's a Peninsula Boulevard. It's an accident in the right lane. It's busy on the Northern State west getting in toward the Grand Central. Over on the Grand Central Parkway westbound at the Cross Island, they just cleaned up an accident. LIE westbound, that's very busy through the Cross Island. Accident still out there. It's in the left lane and then jammed up on the LIE west into Greenpoint Avenue out by the Queens Midtown Tunnel. With another accident there. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, 30. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 20 to 25. Holland, about 20. 78 eastbound exit 18, a crash. And you're still seeing volume as you take a ride over to 287 this morning. Stop and go on 287 southbound, the ramp at exit 9 into Piscataway. Getting reports of an icing condition there. Southbound Thruway, stop-and-go traffic 14 down toward 11, right into the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert.
It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1915, we were building the Panama Canal. In 1915, this gold coin that we are about to give away with Landmark Capital was minted in the San Francisco Mint, celebrating the construction of the Panama Canal and opening up free trade to the world. You can enter to win by heading to am970theanswer.com and clicking on the Landmark Capital banner. That's am970theanswer.com.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll keep you up to date on all the sports news, your calls, and a lot more. Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll see you then.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will be another windy, chilly day with some clouds to start, then becoming mostly sunny, high 45. Partly cloudy tonight, the wind will abate, low 34 in Midtown, upper 20s in many northern and western suburbs. It'll turn out mainly cloudy tomorrow, perhaps an afternoon shower, high 43. Any sun early Saturday will give way to more clouds, high 46. Rain will arrive towards Saturday evening and continue Saturday night. For Sunday, some morning rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, much milder in the afternoon with a high nearing 60. AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe Lumberg. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, it is 6:55. Love telling you about Mike Lindell. He is a true patriot. He has been through more ups and downs in life than most of us ever will, yet he just came out on top. He invented My Pillow. The rest is history. Now he adds to this the My Pillow mattress topper, made of three layers that will help give you the support you need. The MyPillow mattress topper is spectacular. You know how I know? Because I got one, and I sleep on it every single night. The MyPillow mattress topper is perfect to upgrade dorm beds, by the way. Give new life to your existing mattress. It comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it. It's made in America, made in the USA, and it's backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. If you just remember MyPillow.com and the promo code AM970, please, because this from Mike Lindell, 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper, plus two free standard size MyPillows. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Christmas gift, Hanukkah, Monday, I'm just saying, use the promo code AM970 when you call 800-651-0798. Or go to, for this great deal, 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper plus two free standard size MyPillows. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
Oh. Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole.
Is it just me?
To spend a holiday.
Would you leave your kid next to this guy?
Santa Claus, just to see what I could see.
Just listen for a second.
And you know, he took me to his workshop.
Okay.
And he told his plans to me.
This is Burl-ized. And Burl, God bless him, and it's great. There it is. You know what, though? Al, I'm going to have to give you a whole new list of Christmas music. Frankie, do you disagree? I mean, because it's like...
No, I think...
We got to really do... I like the standards. Can you
I know,
get Bing?
We got...
No, you Justin always say, I know. Together. Justin sends you an encyclopedia.
Justin just sent me... No. He did not yet. He is sending me Christmas stuff, and I have given him orders that I want classic Christmas music, because that's what Joe wants. But I also want the entire Robert Goulet Christmas
I have trouble arguing with you about Bob Goulet because this is really an underappreciated artist. It really is. But I want to hear Bing Crosby, Mr. Sinatra, I'm with the old days.
We're gonna get to all of them.
We want to hear all that. Those
we
Christmas.
Got 20 Bruce days to get to Santa all of these guys. You can't play them all in one shot. You got to spread it out.
And then when is Hanukkah's Monday, Frankie Five Bros? Is that
That's
right?
My understanding.
All right. Then we want to hear Adam Sandler and the Hanukkah song. I mean, you know, you want to hear. I want to hear some of that. I want to hear that.
apropos music, all right? Hey, Bridget, our dear listener, Bridget, thank you for wishing my mom a birthday. And please wish your beautiful mama a happy birthday from the Goozies. Cherish her, Joe. She is one of the greatest generations of moms. A mother's love is universal, but moms from this generation are unique and through a different era with different values. God bless you, Bridget. You are right on the money. And I appreciate that more than I could tell you. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al Gatula. Alan Tunnelson will join us, founder of Reality Check. And Judge Andrew Napolitano. He's going to come on in the next hour. You don't want to miss Judge Andrew with Joe P., my elementary school dear friend. Ken Lovett from Albany and Dr. Jerome Corsi will join us on Radio Piscopo live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gatula with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Newark fire captain is in the hospital after being injured in the line of duty. The city's public safety director says he was on the scene of a blaze in a vacant home yesterday on West End Avenue. He reportedly fell through a flight of stairs while fighting flames, was brought to University Hospital for medical attention. The captain's injuries are not said to be life-threatening, and the city's arson unit investigating the cause of the fire. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says the Nassau Interim Finance Authority approving her 2019 budget. The board also approved $100 million in bonding to pay off tax refund debt reportedly left over from the previous administration. Funding for the construction of a police academy on the Nassau Community College campus was also okayed, as was more than $13 million to go towards the Bay Park Outfall Project, which is intended to remove excess nitrogen from the island's western bays.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.